This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, live from Dallas at the 2010 Big 12 Conference Media Days. And we'll have to get used to saying that for 3 days and then off to the Big Ten. And again, Nebraska is going to be sending a contingent to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days next week as they get ready to join that conference for 2011. But today, it's all about the Big 12, and we head into the second hour, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture. Wants your purchase to be just right for you. But that's not just on the furniture, it's the entire experience. From delivery to their satisfaction guarantee that says if after a few days you get home, you're not happy, then they're not happy. They'll make sure you are. They even take away the old stuff that your new furniture or mattress is replacing. Check them out today. Doug, Mike, and the entire gang do such a great job, and we want you to check them out at Bruce Furniture with locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and if you're headed out west or just listening as you're driving, of course, you can check out Bruce Furniture in Alliance. Check them out at brucefurniture.com. Also going on, the Nebraska Coaches Clinic in Lincoln over the next 3 days, and that means the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball, Basketball, Softball games are all going on. So if you're headed out to that, a lot of kids from the area are going to be competing, and we wish them the best of luck. And, of course, a good time for the coaches as well as they get to hook up with some of their old friends and have a lot of fun at Lincoln and the Coaches Clinic. Again, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas A&M, and Nebraska all on hand today. We expect to be talking with some of the Huskers here in about 30 minutes. Had a chance already to talk with Rashawn Parker, the outstanding defensive end from Iowa State, coming back off injury. Didn't get to play in the conference portion of the schedule last year, and we'll have a chance to catch up with more Iowa State, Baylor, A&M, and Nebraska players as the day goes on. Then tomorrow and Wednesday, they get things going bright and early at 8:30 in the morning, and so everybody will be around Tuesday and Wednesday while we're doing our show live. And tomorrow, Missouri, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State, and they're saving the two big boys in the South for last. Texas and Oklahoma will be here on Wednesday along with Kansas and their new coach Turner Gill at Colorado. So that's the way the schedule sets up here at Big 12 Media Days.
All right, Doug, I'll be honest with you. They're killing me here because not only they set the buffet right in front of us, you know, so it's the lunch hour, and okay, Daddy can't eat for another hour. Let's starve the big fella out for a little while. Like, that's the first thing. But then my stocking, I've been running around. I'm getting close to things. Nothing's happening right now at this point. It may be happening just shortly, though. I will tell you this. I got to go right now. I will be right back.
Daddy is on the prowl, folks, and that's what we do here at Big 12 Media Days. This is where the webcam would come in because it's unbelievable. And I think we actually have a few more sports stories here, sports radio stations from across the Big 12 than we did last year. It peaked a couple of years ago at around 29, I think was the number. And it was down the last couple of years. So we're looking forward to keeping this thing going as we move over the next 3 days. Glad to have you along with us as always. And so if you've got an email, send it off to us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Superstation.com, and we'd love to have you on the program here today. A lot of things going on over the weekend in the world of sports as we wait for our next football guest, Daddy. A lot of interesting things going on in the world of sports. The Tour de France came to an end, but just a big trade in Major League Baseball yesterday as we get closer to the trade deadline. Will the Royals lose somebody?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, Doug. You thought David DeJesus? You thought David DeJesus was, you know, going to be that guy. He's out for the year with a thumb injury. So now you go down the list. Who will it be? Alex Gordon, of course, recalled. Hit the ball so well in Omaha, now can't get it done. It's interesting, though, to get out and about in Dallas a little bit last night, the places we went, the excitement for Rangers and the Texas Rangers, and they're leading that division and the pickup of Cliff Lee. And we have an opportunity to go to Texas, see the Texas Rangers play on Tuesday night when Cliff Lee will actually be on the mound. So that's something interesting here. But all of a sudden, there's all this energy for Ranger baseball. Everybody's getting ready for football, but wait a minute. there's all this energy for Ranger baseball here.
Also some pessimism, though, because they know this is the time of the year that the heat starts to kick in, and Texas has been in the hunt before. They've not been in as good a position as they are right now, but they've been in the hunt before and not able to really pull it off. And so everybody's trying to see if they can make it into September and still be in the lead in the division.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, to talk about the heat, you know, it's getting hot for everybody, but this is maybe a different team. And you know, you got Davis, Chris Davis, the first baseman, batting ninth, hitting about 185 or 187, I believe, last night. We saw that, something very, very uncommon. You know, you get a first baseman, you think, boy, power hitters, he's sitting in that 3-4-5 spot. Not with the Texas Rangers, but, hey, they keep getting it done, and they're getting it done with pitchers. You know, you and I had never heard of. The guys are 7-0 and 8-0 and one of those things. So hopefully, maybe, you know, 38,000 people on hand last night. So a very good playoff atmosphere here in late in July.
Also the Hall of Fame yesterday. Andre Dawson, the Hawk, goes into the Hall of Fame. So that was fun to watch. And John Miller going in, getting the Ford Frick Award for broadcasting. So always interested on who's going to pick that up. Of course, the Royals' Eddie Mathews did that a couple of seasons back. In football, it sounds like the Patriots are getting closer to a deal, or at least things are moving with quarterback Tom Brady. So you got that going on. Reports this morning that Terrell Owens might be going to the Rams. Why would he want to go somewhere with a rookie quarterback? And I mean, he would probably take some of the pressure off, but, boy, that would be a tough deal. But I guess if that's the only place that wants you, then that's where you end up, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, you're a T.O. fan. You hopefully want him to go somewhere where he can get the ball and he can showcase his talents. And your just initial thoughts were, well, you got a young rookie quarterback going to probably be running the ball the majority of the time. One of those deals where, you know, it's going to take the offensive focus away from him, something that Terrell never been a big fan of. He wants that focus on him, and he wants the deep ball thrown to him. Will he be able to throw the deep ball with Sam Bradford, the new quarterback, in there? Will Sam Bradford even be the quarterback when they start, you know, the season, or will they go a different direction? You know, Steven Jackson seems to be a very capable running back if the offensive line is healthy at all, something they haven't been last year and just looked terrible a lot of the time. They had to run the ball, couldn't run the ball, and that made the punter the most valuable player there a year ago.
Anything else that caught your eye over the weekend? Of course, I wasn't in Thursday or Friday when a lot of things were going on, but anything else catch your eye?
No, you know, Doug, I think it was, you know, kind of come down to maybe, you know, the horse racing at Horseman's Park was a huge success. I think a lot of people feel again, and a fun time. And they even got the Omaha Nighthawks, the minor league football team, out, six ex-Huskers on that roster. They were out there on Friday night and started their practice. 1,600 people came out to greet them at their first practice. So there's a little bit of an excitement, a little bit of buzz about them at in Omaha. So that's maybe good to see, too.
All right, we are at Big 12 Media Days here in Dallas, brought to you exclusively all 3 days. And when we get back and bring you more live from the Cox Classic, where we'll be in Omaha Thursday and Friday on the nationwide tour, and over the next few weeks with some of the great interviews here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Whether you doze in a Lazy Boy or a Lane recliner while watching the pennant races or PGA, but not while the Huskers play, because nobody falls asleep
right
during that, do they? Well, you can settle in for a night's rest from Bruce Furniture Sleep Center as well. R&R begins by seeing Mike, Doug, Bruce, and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We're back with more from Big 12 Media Days right after this.
With Easy Auction, you can save half on ladies' watches from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings, or nearly half on a 14-karat yellow and white gold diamond pendant, or save on gifts from A Perfect Gift, saving half on $25 certificates. A few minutes to save a whole lot of dollars. It's Easy Auction. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and click on Easy Auction.
Everyone at Big Red Feeds invites you to the Garfield County Frontier Fair and the Nebraska Big Rodeo in Burwell starting July 27th. Come enjoy the fair food, the quilt show, the carnival, the exhibits, and, of course, the Big Rodeo, and much, much more. From Big Red Feeds in Burwell, proud to support community events. Todd Wilson, PC, is excited for July 29th to finally get here, because then we can enjoy the fun and excitement of the Gosper County Fair. From the exhibits and rodeo to the carnival and parade, we know you won't want to miss it. From Todd Wilson, PC, in Elwood, call to set up an appointment for your individual income tax preparation.
One day I'll get this terrible pain in my hands. Another day my face is swollen. It's so frustrating. I've never felt so scared and alone. I want answers.
I want answers. My hair's falling out. You know how embarrassing that is? It feels like I'm going crazy. I need to know what's going on.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Hey, parent, pick up your kids without embarrassing them with OMGPS, a navigation system that tells you how far away you need to park when you pick them up.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you from Big 12 Media Days by Bruce Furniture. Coming soon, the Bruce Furniture fan line here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Check them out at brucefurniture.com. All sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. Iowa State, Baylor, Nebraska, Texas A&M, all here on day one, Daddy, and a chance to chat with the man.
Well, why not talk to the quarterback that leads the Cyclones? And when he comes to Kearney, he buys his furniture at Bruce Furniture all the time. Austin Arnott joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Austin, welcome back, and thanks so much
for letting us catch up
with you again.
You bet. No problem.
How's the summer been treating you?
Hot. Humid, and, it's been good, you know, workouts and getting better to, be better in the fall.
Take us through a normal day in the summer for you guys, you and your teammates.
6 a.m. run. Followed by 7:15, 10:15, or 2 o'clock lift. You got a kind of a choice, but and then in the afternoon we'll go 7-on-7 and throw. So I mean, pretty full, chock full day. I mean, that's three times a week.
Austin, you came in last year. You told us right here on the show that this football team was going to be somebody to be reckoned with Coach Rhodes. You liked the way things were going, even at this point last year. Even though it's not 12-0, you had to be somewhat very pleased with the way the year went yesterday, the win over Nebraska, even though you had to watch it from the sidelines, the win in the bowl game. There has to be a lot more optimism even this year. You feel much better about it, or is it the same kind of feeling that you had last year because you were so confident?
We'd like to come in with confidence, and, Coach Rhodes, it exuberates through him. We see what he does and see how he handles himself, and we go from there. But Our goal is continuous improvement. That's what we're not win or losses or anything like that. We're continuous improvement, just getting better, week by week, day by day, to be something to reckon with this again this fall.
Austin, I guess everybody looks at the schedules and breaks them down. You guys, it's no secret out there. You know they're right in the middle of that. So you go to at Oklahoma and then at Texas. Back-to-back weeks, one of those deals. You call the athletic director and say, come on, I would like a meeting with you. Like, what are you doing to us? What's going on here?
It is a bear. Everyone sees our schedule, and then, from the initial outlook of everyone, we get doubted, and that's how it is. And we embrace that, and we see our schedule as just, 12 opportunities to, go out there and get better. And we see these teams, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, all fairly early. And, it's a tough, but, in the same, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Where do you see the improvement on the football team this week or this year?
I think all around we'll be better. We lost a couple guys on offense, but, we come in with guys that have experience, and they're not guys that are fresh and didn't play last year. They're guys that played last year and, could have been co-starters, in that aspect. But that's the offense I'm speaking of. The defense, our front seven is young. And but the front four has some experience. It'll take them a while to get going. But I mean, once they get going, they're so athletic over there that we're very proud, very proud to have them over there.
How much difference is it in your mind when you got a Nebraska that really doesn't know who their quarterback is at this time? You got a Kansas that doesn't know really who their quarterback. Kansas State, you say the same thing. You got Colorado struggles. Cody, You're the man. You know you're the leader of this football team going in. You can rest easy in knowing that.
Right. And in the same sense of that is that I've always been in a competitor, and I've always had a guy nipping at my heels. And, I encourage, guys like Jerome Tiller, James Capello, Jared Barnett, who just got on campus for us, to keep doing that. That's how I like it. I like to have competition, and I thrive off of that. So with those guys being around me and, just seeing the outlook of the entire conference, like you said, guys with teams with indecision at quarterback, that definitely hurts them, because the team, you know, no matter what you say at the end of the day, the team follows the quarterback, and we all know that. And I'm going to be here for this team this year, and, you know, hopefully play a lot better than I did last year.
We turned 8 starters on offense this Iowa State Cyclone team.
Including a stud running back. If they're watching you, all of a sudden he's going up the field. How much difference does that make the season that he had last year? And everybody's going to have to pay attention this year.
Yeah, A-Rob's a game changer. You know, guys, people knew that a little bit last year, but now going into every game, they're going to be trying to shut down our run and shut down A-Rob. And that's when we bring in a change of pace back like Jeff Woody or a Bo Blankenship or a James White or even a Shontro Johnson. Hopefully we can get some tick this year early. Guys that can change up the speed and give us a different tempo on offense. You know, we're no huddle and we like to go, but in the same sense, we'll have personnel changes where we can get those other guys on the field and give A-Rob a much needed rest this year. He didn't get one of those last year.
As far as the receivers, Todd Blythe, you know, people knew the names, you know, of these guys. Who are the receivers that are going to have to come through and stretch this field for you a little bit?
Yeah, that's one thing we need to work on is we need to get more speed downfield, and that's what you always do in recruiting is look for speed kills. Everyone knows that. You know, a guy that got hurt early last year, Darius Reynolds, who will try and get the ball downfield with him more this year. Darius Starks is another kid he'll be a junior, a true junior, and Cedric Johnson as well, a true junior. And returning my roommate and a senior, Jake Williams, who, just spread the field for us last year a little bit. But we're going to have guys to stretch it more and be more versatile down the field. That's what we need.
Austin, I know you got to get moving on to the next spot. We'll see you in Ames on November 6th when Big Red rolls in for the so-called rematch. And stay healthy. We want to see you out there.
No problem.
Jared Crick wants to meet you out here.
And we met a little bit last year at the game. Him and Sue were having – they had plenty of fun in our game. So they had their fun. Not a problem. Our whole defense did.
Austin Arnott, starting quarterback for the Iowa State Cyclones. Have a great season.
Buddy. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big 12 Media Days here in Dallas, where Iowa State, Baylor, Nebraska, and Texas A&M are all on hand today. Great guy, great kid, well-spoken, great quarterback. And it's just amazing some of the things they did when he was still banged around. But, Daddy, you talk about that schedule. It is – I mean, these guys, from the Cyclone point of view, they cannot afford to trip up on any game that is not a powerhouse. They play Iowa on the road, Oklahoma on the road, Texas on the road. They have Nebraska and Utah coming into Ames this year. Those are 5 games that you would have to think are all losses on their schedule, and hopefully they can pull an upset over Oklahoma, Texas, or Iowa, or Utah, because they did it last year against Nebraska. But Northern Iowa is never a cupcake. One of the top programs in 1A. Northern Illinois, chalk that up, you would think is a win. But then you've got, they play Kansas State, that's in Kansas City. Missouri is at home, the last game of the year. They go to Colorado. Those are games that they're going to have to win if they hope just to get bowl eligible.
Well, you're exactly right, Doug. And I would think that the Big 12, you know, whoever's setting this schedule, and I know it's set in the future, and you know, Oklahoma and Texas have been pretty powerful teams. For anybody to schedule them at those two back to back, you know, that's something that should have been corrected whenever the schedule came out, and that should have been taken care of, and those games split up, and it only affected one other team, so shame on them. But yeah, you go up and down it. This could be a much better football team, that's not going to a bowl game.
Well, you would think that's the case, no doubt about it, Daddy. But when you're in a position of these teams in the bottom half of the conference trying to make that next move, then those are the things you got to do. You got to get right after it, and you got to win those games that you got to win. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Big 12 Media Days here from Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. In fact, let's keep it here for just a moment. I think we're going to get a chance to talk with that talented running back, Alexander Robinson of Iowa State. He's going to come over and join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 in Nebraska. And we're moving the guys around. Thanks, Tommy, for getting A-Rob over here. And we'll talk a little football. We just had a chance to talk with Austin Arnott. And, you know, he was talking about how good his running back is. He did bring this guy's name up, though, Daddy.
Yeah, he really did. He speaks highly of him. And I think Austin knows if he's going to stay upright, the running game is going to have to do their share to keep those defenses from collapsing on him. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Alexander. And thanks so much for giving us a minute here today.
Thank you for calling me over.
Well, we're glad to talk to you. I mean, you're a big part of this football team and a big part going in. You and Austin seem to be the 1-2 punch. I mean, running backs want to have good quarterbacks. Quarterbacks want to have good running backs. Talk about the relationship between you two on and off the field a little bit?
It's a great relationship. You know, we're back there talking all the time. Hey, look at this, look at that. Look at him rolling down, look at him backing off, things like that. And then off the field, you know, we hang out a lot. It's a lot of chemistry. We go out together, you know, we hang out. We go in and watch film together. We talk about things, you know, hey, what do you want for a motto this season? What do you want to break it down to? What do you want to do this and that to? So it's a great relationship.
Team's just starting to come together a little bit. How much during the summer workout, spring ball, has the team set goals and realistic goals for the Clones this year?
I think individually we each set goals, you know, at the beginning of the offseason, say what do you want to improve in, you know, for spring ball in the weight room and things like that. And then, you know, towards the beginning of the season or camp and things, you start setting goals for the season. So we set goals probably quite often, I would say, just quite often. I can't give you a timetable like every month or whatnot, but we set goals quite often for ourselves.
Hey, Rob, you got another running back coming in challenging you for time in Chantrell Johnson. He was a big-time recruit, big-time program in Florida. Everybody wanted him, although they wanted to play a different position. He wanted to be a running back. He wants your job.
Right.
How's
right.
that going?
That's college football. So it's a competition all the time. So you got to love competing. So I get out there, you know, I help him as much as I can. I help all the young guys, you know, sit them down. Hey, this is what I've seen from playing in the past, and this is what you can do to get better. This is how you can help your linemen set up blocks and things like that. So it's competition. You got to love it.
After you've settled in with Coach Rhodes, what's the major difference between him and Coach Chizik?
They're two completely different people. What you see is what you get with Coach Rhodes. He's very passionate. He's very enthusiastic. He's always positive with you. He's always encouraging you, trying to get you to be better and things like that.
It was the same story with Austin. You guys pull the upset of the year in Lincoln, so we have to bring that up, being from Nebraska. But yet, you guys had to sit on the sidelines and weren't able to go. What part, how much of a role did you play in that game, talking to the guys that went in and got the job done? It wasn't stellar on offense, but it was enough to get the job done.
You know, it was very big for us, you know, to keep the, because there was two young guys in there, obviously, red shirts. So Jeremiah Schwartz and then Jerome Tiller. So, you know, just talk to him on the sideline. Hey, you're doing good. Just don't force anything. Just keep playing the way you're playing, things like that. So we were very vocal with him. You know, we helped him every time they came off the field and just sat him down and talked to him.
And being a senior, are you guys comfortable with that role of bringing the youngsters around? Do you like that leadership role?
It's a little bit different for me because I'm not a very vocal person. I'm kind of laid back and, you know, but I tried to step into that role a little bit more and talking to the young guys, you know, trying to coach them up here and there. So I think something with Austin is he's got that charisma. He's always been that person as a quarterback to sit you down and talk to you, encourage you vocally and things like that. So, but it's something a little different for me.
You're more laid back, more who are you listening to now?
Me?
Yeah, what kind of music? More laid back style?
I listen to a lot of R&B.
Okay.
I guess I like Drake a lot currently, Trey Songz, Chris Brown, Bow Wow. I listen to a lot of laid-back type of music.
Well, it sounds like your CD player in the truck, brother.
There you go.
We're going to have to hang out.
There you go. Yeah. You never know on the Doug and Day Show when you find a brother of a different mother.
There you
That's
go.
What happens right now.
Alexander Robinson joins us. You've been part of the program going into your senior year. Is this, in your mind, the best Iowa State football team in your tenure there?
I'm unsure. I guess I leave that for the analysts to decide. We're just working on, you know, focusing on the season and trying to get better each day.
Obviously, the schedule's daunting. At Oklahoma, at Texas. You guys talk about those back-to-back games and shake your heads, or what do you do?
No, we're just focused on Northern Illinois right now. So,
Coach Pelini answer. There you go.
There's a senior right there. Don't tell me he's not a senior leader. Alexander Robinson, last question before we let you get out of here. The league seems to be stacked at the running back position this year. We talked about how so many schools don't know who their quarterback's going to be. You guys know that. You also have you, as as we talked about, some guys behind you that are going to do a great job. What's it like trying to set yourself apart from all the great running backs in this league?
It's great. Like I said before, it's competition. You have to love it, and then you have to go out there motivated every day to get better. If you're not working, there's always somebody else out there that is.
All right, buddy. We'll let you move on to the next row. I know you're going to keep busy. Thanks for giving us some time here at Doug and Daddy's show, and we'll see you when the Huskers roll out there in November.
All right. Thank you.
Stay healthy, bud.
Thanks.
Alexander Robinson, running back, Iowa State Cyclones, with us here on the Doug and Daddy show. It's so great to have him with us here. And we are going to take a break now because soon we expect the Huskers to be rolling in. We will guarantee at least one Husker, even if we have to stay a little overtime here today. So the Doug and Daddy show brought to you by Bruce Furniture. BruceFurniture.com has all sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. You can also follow them on Twitter and Facebook. Doug and Mike, really? Really? What? I knew they were up there smart and know how to do things.
Oh, that Doug, he's a hip one.
Facebook, Twitter, online, check them out and look for special email surveys and special offers that you only get when you become a Bruce Furniture customer. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney, Holdridge, and South Marion Road in Hastings. We're back to Dallas in Big 12 Media Days after this.
Looking for the best deal on high-quality tires? Then now is the time to get to Big O Tires during our red, white, and blue tag sale.
Save $100 on all red tag sets of tires, $50 off all white tags, and $30 off all blue tags.
It's Big O Tires, and that means big savings because every tire in the store is on sale now.
You will save big money during our red, white, and blue tag sale, so don't miss it.
Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
For generations, Kearney, Crete, and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We provide only the best quality products for patching, overlays, sealing, waterproofing, anchoring, concrete finishing, curing, and insulating, to mention a few. Call on our more than 140 years of combined experience for help with your unique project and expect a high level of customer service. Kearney, Crete, and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations, one block at a time.
Let's take a look where Hurricane Katrina is.
First Katrina, then the oil spills. Now more than ever, you need to see this important film at the Hastings Museum.
We were more vulnerable than we knew. Now, on the giant screen, take a remarkable journey into the heart of America before and after the storm. Explore the vanishing wetlands of Louisiana, nature's defense against hurricanes, and discover the place that holds the secret to survival. Hurricane on the Bayou, narrated by Meryl Streep, only in giant screen theaters, presented by the Weather Channel.
Now playing at the Hastings Museum Super Screen. Log on to hastingsmuseum.org for showtime. Brought to you by KLN KGIN Television and by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze 94.5, Classic Hits 98.9. KHS Radio, Hastings Link, 1230 a.m., and ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
Taylor's first annual barbecue rib and hot wing festival outside in Taylor's parking lot. It opens at 6. Hot wing eating contest at 6:30 with a $100 first prize. Music at 8. Brahms Howl featuring former members of Blackberry Winter. Then Texas Blue Dog with the Young Raider Horns. Hot R&B featuring Rose Elgar and C. Tom Taylor on vocals. Admission includes smoked ribs, hot wings, 12-ounce Bud Grant. $10 advance at Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings, Hastings State Bank, Video Kingdom, and Wells Fargo. $12 at the gate. July 31st, Taylor's Steakhouse Hastings.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today, live at Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge. Glad to have you along with us. Go to brucefurniture.com for more information and to help get you set up with what is going to work for your living room, dining room, bedroom, wherever it may be in the house. They are set there for you. four teams up here on the opening day, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Iowa State, and Baylor. We've had an opportunity to talk to all the Iowa State players today, including running back Alexander Robinson, quarterback Austin Arnon, defensive end Rashawn Parker. More folks are starting to make their way into the room, including Baylor and Texas A&M. Nebraska, who was here pretty early last year, not so much today. They are up on the docket, but again, we will have a chance to talk to some of the Huskers, so stay with us as we do that for you today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN or radio. See some of the great players from A&M that are on hand, and we'll see if we can get a few of those over and chat with them as well. We've already had a chance also to talk to James Hale from Sports Talk 1400 in Oklahoma, Tulsa, and the Animal. Also Lane Grindle, Husker Sports Network, had a chance to talk with him, and we will have a lot more folks joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we proceed towards the top of the hour, including some Huskers. And so I think we got a couple of guys lined up here on the other side of this break. Let's get this break and a sports update from Mike Will. We'll hear that, and then that way we'll have a chance to bring in a couple of more for you back-to-back. So stay with us. It is the Doug and Daddy Show here live from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings 5 points back is still alive in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Columbus. Matt Overmiller and Darren Dice had 2 hits apiece as Hastings beat Columbus 8-7 yesterday in the elimination game. Taylor Bush had a 2-run double in the 9th inning to break a 6-6 tie. Bush also picked up the win on the mound. John LeMaster recorded the final 2 outs to pick up the save. Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth says his team has really come on here in the state tournament.
Well, they have. You know, we were 1-8 coming into the state tournament in 1-run games. We had 1 win in 9 games. We finally got one today. And I kept telling the guys, hey, we're playing these close games. Finally, we're going to get a break or two and win one.
Hastings is now 22-29 in the season. They'll play Millard South in another elimination game at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Millard South lost to Papillion La Vista South 13-5 on Sunday. 1230 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with a pregame show at 4:45. In the other game yesterday, Lincoln Southwest eliminated Omaha Creighton Prep with a 12-8 win. Kearney runs as 3-0 at the Class A State Tournament in Papillion. Kearney beat Omaha Gross 11-0 in 7 innings yesterday. Kearney will play Omaha Westside at 8 o'clock tonight. In the other games played yesterday, Millard West eliminated Grand Island Home Federal with an 8-3 win. And Omaha Westside ousted Papillion La Vista by the score of 10-2. Area baseball tournaments continue in Classes B and C. At the B5 Seniors Tournament at Aurora, Aurora got by Wayne 8-6, and Central City edged O'Neill 9-6. At the B6 Tournament in Holdridge, Broken Bow beat Holdridge 4-2, and Cozad got by Lexington 6-4. At the C5 Tournament at Giltner, Hebron beat Davenport Edgar 7-1, Sutton edged Superior 4-2, and Dakin shot out Harvard Giltner 17-0. At the C6 Tournament in Gibbon, Shelby Osceola Stromsburg shaded Ravenna 6-5. At the C7 Tournament in Overton, Hildreth beat Furnace County 7-1, and Alma down Elwood Eustis by the score of 9-3. At the Class A Junior State Tournament in Omaha, Millard West sent Millard South packing with a 6-3 win. Omaha Creighton Prep eliminated Grand Island Wells Fargo 7-5, and Omaha Westside beat Kearney Post 52 by the score of 6-2. In the Class B Junior State Tournament in O'Neill yesterday, Seward beat Shadron 5-4. Beatrice shut out Shelton Gibbons 6-0. Wayne got by Gretna 6-5, and Blair beat O'Neill by the score of 8-5. The Class C Junior State Tournament in Pender, action yesterday, Mount Michael beat Crofton 7-5. Davenport Edgar down Overton 8-5. Valparaiso shut out Pender 4-0. And Dan and Brown Carroll Bolas got by Hardington by the score of 6-4. And Big 12 Media Days going on today in Dallas. We'll hear from Nebraska, Baylor, Iowa State, and Texas A&M on day number one. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
What says summer more than a round of golf, hot dogs, and soda? Indian Head Golf Course, Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, says summer with a season-long offer. Tee off between 11 and 1 any Monday through Thursday with a cart and get a free hot dog and soda. It's state-of-the-art. It's state-of-the-game. It's the midday special at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, where the fun begins. IndianHeadGolf.com.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, brought to you by our exclusive sponsor of Big 12 football here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our friends at Bruce Furniture with locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. They want your purchase to be just right for you, not just on furniture, but the entire experience from delivery to the satisfaction guarantee. Say you get it home, all of a sudden, well, we made the wrong choice. They're going to make it right with you. They want to make you happy. They'll change things up. They'll work with you. They want your home to be what you want. They even take away the old stuff that your new furniture or mattress is replacing at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and, of course, out in Alliance as well. Glad to have you along here in Dallas, Texas, as the Huskers are getting ready to roll in. We've been chatting Iowa State, a little bit of Texas A&M, who's got a lot of kids coming back, and, of course, Baylor as well. And right now, well, before the Huskers come in and stir up this whole frenzy, let's talk a little more Husker football. Daddy Rich Kipas from the Omaha World Herald is joining us. Rich, good morning, good afternoon, I guess we're already at.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? Well, good to sit down with you.
Well, it's great to see you here. Bo's going to go in there in just a few minutes. What do you want to know?
I'm going to kind of sit back and watch for the first few minutes and see where it kind of goes, see if somebody kind of takes it a certain direction early on or people kind of wait. I was kind of scoping out to see how much national media there was, and it kind of looks pretty similar to the usual guys here. So, but there'll be some questions pretty quick, I think, about the Big Ten and such, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, obviously many of us think his reaction will not be kind to that. We'll not want to even go there.
And, sure.
Yeah, sure,
probably, yeah.
There you go.
Defensive maybe a little bit too. And
Obviously it's a time for him to talk about his football team, and we're going to get the same competitiveness, and boy, we're going to go into fall camp with that competitive nature. But I really think he'll break down the players for you and talk about, you know, if you want to talk about the linebackers, he's going to go down the list of players that are competing for those positions.
I think this might be a time where Bo will do more of that to kind of keep the talk about his team more so than other things. And you know, he's not going to want to talk about the Big Ten unless he does it real quick and kind of gets it over with. So it might be a time to find out a little bit more about what he thinks of his team here.
Well, with practice starting officially here in less than 2 weeks, what's your feeling on this football team? Some folks like this football team around the 10 to 12 spots. Some think they could contend for a national title. I think we feel they're right there in between with the potential to do both.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn a little bit. I think they kind of got the what you've seen at times last year gives you the idea that they're pretty close, but I still kind of hang on the thought that they're a player or two away from kind of being that national championship contender kind of team. Maybe I'm wrong, but I still think they need a couple things sewn up and a couple other players in there, difference maker kind of players, to kind of get over the hump. But it should be a good solid team. Yeah. Good solid 9 or 10 win team in the regular season.
Well, certainly look forward to that. Rich, everybody wants to know about the quarterback position.
Right.
I don't know
if
we're going to leave here this week feeling any more I guess we'll be more intrigued, if anything, when we leave here, because there'll just be more talk about it. But in your mind, do you have a favorite?
Not personally. I think I'll base mine more on just experience. I think if you have Zach Lee and he improves a little bit from where he was last year, and he leads the team, and you have a good defense like they had last year, I'd lean towards him unless he kind of totally just loses it. But if they think they need to go a different direction and they need to kind of change things offensively, my thought is maybe you should do that kind of early and make that commitment early, because you don't want to be messing with it in the middle of the season. And they've messed with their offense a couple of times here each of the last 2 years. I just think you want to make a decision sometime fairly soon if you're going to play a young guy. Get him some time in September and go from there.
Rich Kipas to the Omaha World Herald. Bo Pelini has just walked into the room, so we'll keep it short here with you. Do you think this defense can be as good as last year? That was a lot of the talk in the spring.
Yeah, you know, you lost five guys. That's a good chunk. But what I look at is you lost five guys kind of up the gut, so to speak. You know, a good linebacker, a good interior lineman, your two safeties. It's kind of like the old baseball adage. You want to be strong up the middle. They were very strong up the middle last year with experienced safeties, a great D tackle and Philip Dillard in the middle. That's kind of what's interesting about replacing those guys. But they got guys. I think Pierre Allen can be really good this year. Jared Crick, everybody already knows. Prince, a year older. Eric Hague's a great player. They got the standard half dozen to start it with. Now, you know, what do the new safeties do? What do the new starters on the D-line do? How do these linebackers get better? I think that's probably where the unanswered question is in it.
Well, Rich, we'll let you get to work because I know the Huskers are here, and I know you got stuff to do, and we'll start talking to some of those boys as well. We'll talk to you throughout the week.
Thanks, Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Rich Kuypers, Omaha World Herald, talking a little Huskers with us, and Daddy is on the prowl. We see Husker players here. Daddy will tackle Jared Crick, among others, when we come back.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Smoke-free policies are a growing trend. A recent survey found that 75% of renters prefer living in a smoke-free building, and more than half would be willing to pay more rent to live in a smoke-free community. The Buffalo County Tobacco-Free Coalition thanks apartment complexes that provide a smoke-free environment for children and families. For help making your home or apartment complex smoke-free, call 308-237-5113, extension 265.
We get phones ringing and doorbells dinging. Remember, no one sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX First Choice is Hastings' fastest growing real estate company. Whether you're buying or selling, we focus on you. Our hardworking full-time agents are always available to answer your questions and keep you informed throughout the process. Outstanding agents getting you results. Call RE/MAX First Choice at 462-2525 or at hastingsfirstchoice.com. Hastings First Choice, your best choice. Remember, no one sells more real estate than RE/MAX.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture, where it's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like a good dream, a home will be just right for you, and that's the promise from Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Daddy, real-life Huskers.
Yeah, real-life Nebraska Cornhuskers. That's what we came all the way to Dallas for, get an inside look at this Nebraska Cornhusker team. And I know when Pierre Allen swings by Kearney, he goes to Bruce Furniture. That's just where he shops. That's all I know. Pierre joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show, defensive end for the Huskers. Defensive end, linebackers, you guys move around defensive tackle. What's your true position?
My true position is defensive end.
That's where you want to be all the time?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like, obviously, getting out and getting that corner, some of the speed rushers, that's something that you strive to be this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Be a top speed rusher in the nation. One of these. So, yeah, that's what I want to do.
All the attention on the big guy inside last year, and you got to see the cameras. You got to see all the stuff, the cool stuff. He's still around Lincoln. He was at the Boomer Esiason deal three nights ago at the embassy in Omaha. And all those guys are around. All the cameras are around him. Obviously, that's got to fuel you guys to be the best like he was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely great to watch that and a great experience just to even watch it. I mean, it'll be a great honor, I mean, to strive to be that this year.
Sue talked about last year not being a real vocal guy, but how he was working on that. Did that work out, and have you guys taken over some of that role? I guess it leads to, what did he do to help make the guys that are coming back this year better football players?
I mean, that's exactly what he did. He led by example and not by talking much. I mean, and that's like exactly what I'm doing this year. I mean, I'm not a very vocal guy. I mean, I try to let guys do it by themselves unless they need talking to, but I try to let them do it themselves first. But, I mean, he just taught me to just lead by example. Go hard on the field, go hard in the weight room, just lead by example, and the rest will follow.
Pierre, everybody's got their different personalities. That makes the world go round.
Right.
Who's the chirpers on this team? You got a defensive back that he just can't let you go. He's just always on you.
We got some chirpers. I mean, we got Prince talks, man. Prince, our whole DB crew, I mean, all of them. I mean, it starts from their coach, Marvin Sanders, too. I mean, he promotes that, too. I mean, they're good guys, yeah, but they
have some fun.
Yeah, they have some fun.
Husker defensive end Pierre Allen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days. Out of Denver, Colorado, it was a different way coming in when you were recruited. And the regime now with Coach Pelini, where you want it to be, and kind of a, I guess, where you were recruited and now what the defense is like was kind of two different, I don't know if you want to say systems, but definitely two different endings of where you're at. Talk about the recruiting process, how you got to Nebraska, and how things have changed here in the last couple of years for you personally.
As you said, I got recruited by Coach Callahan's staff, and I was recruited to play basketball and football, and to come in and be a speed rusher. I mean, the programs, the defenses is two different type schemes. I mean, it was kind of rough at first. I mean, but now it's great with the new system Coach Bellini's brought in. I mean, it's great. It fits me well, and I love it.
It fits us well, too.
Yeah.
I must say it's so much improvement than the other thing that we had. But we have some fun with that from time to time. Pierre Allen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pierre, obviously goals are set very, very high after last year, after that bowl win. Can you share with us those goals?
Team goals? We wanted to win it all. I mean, this year, I mean, we Big 12 championship last year. Wasn't enough for us. I mean, this year we want to get there, win that, and get to the national championship.
You returned to the actual hotel you guys stayed in.
Yep.
When that second was put back on the clock. what does that? Was there any talk of that on the way down here?
No, not too much talk about that at all. I mean, we're just looking forward to next year and getting back there next year, so there won't be no one-second talk at all.
Is there talk about that when you guys are working out, maybe doing one more extra sprint to make sure that doesn't happen?
I mean, it's not – we're not talking about it, but it's on everybody's mind. I mean, everybody remembers because we don't want to feel that feeling again. But we just think about next year and winning it all next year.
Huskers' Pierre Allen joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. Got an email here at the Dent Popper inbox from Joe and Carney. Wants to know what happened between the Big 12 championship game and the Holiday Bowl. I'm guessing he's talking about the emotions and then the get back to it to make sure you finish it off strong, I'm guessing.
Are you talking about the team-wise?
Yeah, the team, yeah.
Everybody was hurt. I mean, we just felt like, we worked so hard, and that's something that we really wanted, and that's something, obviously we didn't win it, and we were just hurt, so we felt like we needed to do more. We didn't blame it on the referees. We didn't blame it on...
I did.
any particular individual on the team. We felt like as a team, we didn't work hard enough. I mean, so when we got back, it was time to grind. So, I mean, we didn't want to feel that feeling again, so we went harder, and we came out with the results we wanted.
Clock operator, you want to hurt him?
No, I don't want to hurt him. Well, go for it.
Who was the first person to step up and say something? Because obviously there had to be a day, a week, 10 days where everybody's just going, you know, man, what do we want to do here? Did somebody step up and say something, coach, team? Like, can you remember an instance where, okay, this is it, now we got 2-3 weeks and we got to crush Arizona?
Oh, that night, I mean, after the game, I mean, Coach Bo made it clear that we're going to put this one behind us. And we got, all the underclassmen had years to come, and we had everybody else. We had a couple weeks to the Holiday Bowl. It was Arizona. So, I mean, that night he made it clear that we wouldn't talk about this no more, and we would just move on from it.
Is that something you could see change very, very fast? Because you knew Coach Pliny was not happy at the end of the game,
right,
and was directing his anger elsewhere, not at you guys, at other people, whether it be officials, whether it be a Big 12 administrators, whether it be at other people. But for him to regain focus and regain his composure and come in and say those things had to make you feel good.
Yeah, it did. I mean, everybody's emotions was going to be flying high, and that's expected after a tough loss like that, seconds after that, minutes after that. So we knew once everybody had a chance to be calm and collective, we knew that everybody would understand.
Pierre, how hard is it to focus on Western Kentucky when everybody wants to talk about October 16th?
It's not hard at all because, I mean, if we come out and lose to Western Kentucky, then nobody's going to be talking about October 16th.
If you lose to Western, I will deal with you.
No, we're not going to lose. That's our focus right now.
Right, I got
you.
All right, Pierre, we'll let you move on to the next spot. I know it's going to be a busy day. We appreciate you giving some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you in Lincoln the rest of the fall.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Pierre Allen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days going on in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Well, Daddy, a fine young man, another guy that could be on that postseason all-conference list.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking for big things out of Pierre, and I think he's ready to embrace the challenge, face the challenge ahead. Seems like a very, very confident young man, and when you're starting for the Husker defense, if you're not confident, you don't find yourself on probably even the two deep. So good to have Pierre with us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with him throughout the season.
All right, Daddy is on the prowl again. We should be able to get at least one more before we sign off the air. We're live. They're taping with some people, so we'll see what happens as the Big 12 Media Day continues here from our fine friends in Dallas, where we've had a good time so far. Already some strange things outside of football that we'll get to talk about when we get back. But we want to let you know that Big 12 Media Days is brought to you by Bruce Furniture. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. No hassle, and the best, no extra charges. It'll be what you want. It'll be why Bruce Furniture is getting it to you like you want it. They say it's time for new furniture that's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, and Kearney, the exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days going on here in Dallas, Texas. If you've got an email for us, fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, when media days are done, it's off to Omaha and the Cox Classic. Congratulations to the winners of the Cox Classic tickets here for the Doug and Daddy Show. Have fun while you're there. We appreciate all of those that have joined us. Again, the qualifiers are going on today for that to round out the field at the Cox Classic. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. We're glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. First day of Big 12 Media Days. We've talked a lot of Iowa State. We've talked a little Nebraska as they have entered the room. I think we're going to get either Jared Crick or Niles Paul here before we run out of time just after the top of the hour. Gerard Johnson is here from A&M. Hope to get a chance to catch up with him. Baylor rolling through the room as well. So a lot going on here at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, Texas, and we're glad that you're along with us. Again, more American Legion baseball going on in the area tonight. The Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Games as part of the clinic going on in Lincoln as well. Tomorrow on the program, live Missouri, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and Texas Tech. Those are the teams that will all be on hand here for day two and day three. Oklahoma and Texas in the building at the same time could be interesting, plus Colorado and Kansas will be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Tuesday, Wednesday, and of course a lot more as we move along Thursday and Friday, and all that goes on here in Dallas. So that's what's going on here at Big 12 Conference Media Days. Glad to have you along with us as Daddy is still stalking.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to have Niles Paul here real shortly. They're going to try and help us out. We will have Jared Crick for you. It just will not be today. We've secured that up. They're going to get everybody for us. It's just one of those things. There's a long line for the co-MVP defensively of this league, and people have been stalking him. But Niles Paul should join us here real shortly. Right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so calm down, don't go anywhere.
And, of course, if you missed that, Jared Crick is the co-Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year here in the preseason. Those came out, Jared Crick and Vaughn Miller of Texas A&M. The Offensive Player of the Year is A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson. The Newcomer of the Year is Colorado wide receiver Tony Clemens, a junior for Colorado. So if they can find out a quarterback, it looks like Clemens is going to be one of the guys that can go out and haul that football in with so much going on. And Colorado, again, one of those mystery teams. There's so much expected of those the last few years, and so few results is what's been going on with the University of Colorado. Merritt Lawson doing the producing and engineering back at the studio. Merritt, anything we've missed today?
No, I think everything's going all right.
Okay, you survived. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Everything's ready to go.
Yeah, it's significantly cooler without two extra bodies in here, so everything's good.
One big daddy. We hate to miss him. Again, we're waiting on Niles Paul, which will take us to the end of the program today. We do want to thank the folks that have joined us so far today, including James Hale from The Animal in Tulsa, Sports Talk Radio 1400, Lane Grindle, the host of Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, which you hear from 6 to 9 every night, and check them out tonight on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, right after American Legion Baseball involving Hastings. Also, to Iowa State's Rashawn Parker, Austin Arnott, and Alexander Robinson, the core of this Iowa State group, all joining us. Rich Kipus from the Omaha World-Herald, Nebraska's Pierre Allen, the strong defensive end, who we just heard from a moment ago. And again, if you miss any of it, while we're here at Big 12 Media Days, all you have to do is go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And, of course, the Courtyard, no place better to go and discuss football or whatever you would like with the music and the great drink specials and the beautiful weather at the Courtyard. Go to our podcast at ESPN superstation.com. We threw it out to you at the top of the broadcast, but again, in case you missed it, the Huskers that are preseason all-conference are tight end Mike McNeil, as well as place kicker Alex Henry on the offense. On the defense, Jared Crick, the defensive lineman, along with Prince Amakamura, and they are there for the Huskers on the defensive side of things. Crick was one of three players that was a unanimous all-conference selection, along with Jeremy Beal of Oklahoma at the defensive line position and Oklahoma linebacker Travis Lewis also at that spot. So that's what you've got as far as a Big 12 and the preseason, and we're looking forward to seeing the Huskers as they open it up with Western Kentucky. Again, we're awaiting Niles Paul here as he is finishing up one interview, and then we'll talk with Niles to wrap up our show today and see if maybe they can get that offense going for as much time, because there is about the Husker defense. Again, outside of talking about the quarterback position and the race to be the starting quarterback for the Huskers, we'll see what happens there. What's going to happen with the Huskers offensively? I think they've got solid running game with our boy Roy Helu, Rex Burkhead. They've got some good wide receivers in Niles Paul, and go down the list, McNeil at the tight end position. So the Huskers, who are not a team that wants to throw the ball 25 yards, 30 yards down the field very often, but they will have Niles Paul as that threat.
Doug, the same things get more exciting. It's live radio. You never know what's going to happen. Gil Brandt is now expected to join us from NFL.com. Certainly Cowboys lore. You know Gil Brandt. You know the voice. Longtime scouting director and a personnel, player personnel guy all over the place. He is set to join us here real shortly as well. So we got feelers out there. Things have started. Bo Pelini's at the microphones for the print media. So things are getting underway.
You are listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Day one is almost in the books here, Daddy, which means it's just really getting underway. Iowa State, I think, is going to be a good football team. Again, I had them not finishing in the cellar in the Big 12 North, and after talking to all the players today, I still feel pretty confident that that's going to be a team that maybe not be second or third, but could be fourth, third, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there. They could be better than fifth, depending on what Colorado and Kansas does.
Doug, I've got them in the cellar, and it's for the simple fact is I think this the schedule is daunting, and I don't think they'll be able to overcome that. I think your frontline guys are very capable, but they get banged up at all, I think they're in big trouble. I think they're in big, big trouble.
All right. Well, that's the case, and it looks like Niles Paul is going to be set to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show before we wrap things up for this Monday edition, and we'll talk with Niles. We were just talking about maybe that offense not getting the respect that it probably deserves a little bit more of at the University of Nebraska. Niles joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and Niles, thanks for giving us some time.
No problem, no problem.
What about that offense? We got to get a little respect for the boys to put the points on the board, even though the defense did okay putting some points on the board last year.
Well, obviously, we know as an offense that we didn't perform up to our capabilities last year.
Tell me about it. Yeah, I watched.
And as much as the fans and everybody else was mad, we were upset about it too, and we were trying to figure out what was going on and why we weren't.
We were too.
Yeah. We were confused. But seeing just from spring ball, I mean winter condition to spring ball to summer condition in the 707, I've seen our offense grow a lot and become a lot more healthy as a whole, and I see a lot of playmakers arising. And I mean, you got guys like Rex Roy, Keith Williams, Mike Smith. I mean, just guys arising, just wanting to be leaders. So it's going to be interesting. We have an interesting team. But our offense is very potent this year, and I expect big things from it.
Now, your offense was very potent against Arizona. What was the difference in a month when and Texas got a really good defense? I would take nothing away from their defense, but we needed a first down. I mean, we needed two first downs, the game's over.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get – I mean, it just wasn't there. It would come out against Arizona, and it's just night and day difference.
What I think was I think the guys on offense – you know, we were much more focused that game, and we came out and we came out wanting to make a statement, and which I feel like we should have made the statement the Texas game, you know. But it's just things weren't going the way we planned. You know, we not saying that we weren't prepared for the Texas game, because I honestly thought we was prepared. It's just, I mean, I myself personally, I was dropping balls and other, I mean, we just wasn't making the plays that we should have made. In the Arizona game, everything just kind of fell into place, and the balls was there, and we were catching them, and Roy and Rex were making big plays. So it was just things was falling into place.
Niles, you talked about the offseason work, the 7-on-7. Where's Zach at with his health? And I'm assuming if he wasn't healthy, you're working with Cody, you're working with Taylor, you're working with some of these other guys. Where's he at, and how much are the other guys working with you from that quarterback position?
Zach, he just got back a few weeks ago, and we all were kind of concerned about his arm, but he hasn't missed a beat. His arm is actually probably stronger than what it was before. I mean, he threw a ball at me, and it kind of shocked me and got in on me. I had to catch the back end of it in one of the 707s. So he's throwing a very hard, accurate ball from what I've seen so far. But it's just guys like Cody and Taylor Martinez, all of them, you can tell they're working hard to get better, and they're working hard to do the little things that Coach Watson wants them to do. So it should be an interesting race when time comes for fall camp.
Obviously, when you see your name up on a Mel Kiper and you're in his top five, you've had Cousins and you go to the NFL, do good things there. What's that mean to you when people take note of your skills and your ability and your body as well?
Yeah, well, it's a special feeling you have, because you just know that everybody, like, okay, well, now I got some respect, because you know you've earned a little respect, but you got to think about it in the big picture, that you got to go out and perform game by game. It's a process, you know, and they recognize you now, but, you know, it's where you stand at the end of the season, pretty much.
Now, as Brandon Kinney kind of emerged towards the end of that year to be that solid number two next to you, who else is capable receiver?
Capable receivers, I would say Kerensky, Gillian, Will Henry. I mean, all these guys are just working hard throughout the summer, getting better, and I've seen them do some special things in 707 and even in the spring game. So I'm excited to see how things plan out.
The Huskers' Niles Paul with us for just another minute here. You can do a lot of great things at the wide receiver, but, boy, you can turn that stadium upside down with a great return, and that's got to be a fun in that special teams. Is your role going to be the same this year when it comes to special teams?
As far as I know, yes. I'm still returning kicks and returning punts. And you know, I've been working throughout the whole summer. I've been working throughout the whole summer doing it. So it's just a fun experience for me.
Daddy thinks you're going to be the best in the league at doing it. He's showing you his ballot right
all
now.
Right.
With the pop stain on it, and right there is a little food that he had from lunch the other day. But right there it says Niles Paul.
All right. I would keep my eyes on me, too, because I've been working real hard all summer just to work on my vision out there when it comes to punt return. So I plan on doing some big things back there.
Well, we look forward to it, Niles.
Right.
Thanks so much for stopping by.
No problem.
Niles Paul, wide receiver and return man for the Huskers, and we will see him in Lincoln throughout the season. Of course, out of Omaha North High School, Niles Paul joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Commissioner Dan Beebe's in the room, Daddy.
Yeah, Commissioner Dan Beebe is entered now. You know, Niles Paul getting a chance to shake Gil Brandt, and I think, you know, that's a thrill right there for any young man, especially because, you know what, there's not a scout out there that doesn't value what Gil Brandt says about a young man when it comes to evaluating talent, and I think that's exciting anytime he gets a chance. I think Gil is making his way over.
Should get a chance to talk to Gil Brandt. Hopefully that's what we're hanging on here. He was waiting for us to finish up with Niles Paul, and as they do, they get into some other conversations. But, of course, with the player personnel for the Cowboys from 1960 to 1988, and, of course, now a regular on a lot of different NFL shows, including Sirius NFL Radio, but you may see him more often than not, NFL.com, NFL Network, and he is out there giving his very valued opinion on what's going on in the pro game today. I think it's interesting what he's looking for here today, if he's trying to get some take on the conference changeover, meet some of these kids, because you don't necessarily always see the pro boys that come to the college events like this.
Yeah, I think probably just close to home, get a good chance to go out and meet some guys, and a good chance to just check out some people. I think it'd be very exciting in the Texas Stadium imploding earlier.
Once again, Dan Beebe screwing up our lives.
You know, this is, I tell you what an honor this is.
Gil Brandt joining us from NFL.com, but you know what the deal is? He's joining us from the Dallas Cowboys. That's all.
That's
I'll tell you, No, Gil, we are lifelong Dallas Cowboy fans, and it's more than a pleasure to have you on our radio show here in Nebraska, and we'll have you go ahead and slip that on and get a chance to talk to you here. What brings you to Big 12 Media Days?
Well, first of all, Doug, I enjoy coming and seeing the players that are here and the coaches that are here, and you know, the people from the media. I don't get that opportunity as much as I'd like to. The young man you just had on from Nebraska,
Niles Paul.
You know, one of my many jobs is NFL.com, and you know, everybody now wants to know who the best players are. They used to want to know about October. Now they want to know in February for next year. And so we put together a list and try to rank players. As an example, your corner is my number one ranked corner.
Prince Amukamara.
Yes, and Paul is our number one, my number one ranked wide receiver. Now, understand that Jones and Green and Brown are not in there, you know. But we try to do it just with people that are eligible for the draft, because I think the most important thing for guys is to stay in school. And you know, the guys that seem to stay in school get drafted higher. You know, it's like Sue. If he'd have come out a year ago, his signing bonus probably would have been about $15 million less than what it's going to be. So it's not too bad a deal to stay in school for $15 million is what it amounts to.
Gil, when you're evaluating talent, I'm just going to bring up a dominant player. Last year, maybe one of the true just – people would zone in and watch Mr. Sue and how he'd get off the ball.
Number 93.
There you go.
From Portland, Oregon.
There you go.
Sister's a soccer player at Mississippi State. Is that the guy you're talking about?
So that's the one.
That guy.
Who is the last player you remember at the college level being able to do what he did and dominate the game defensively like he did?
You know, I have a hard time comparing people. And I really don't know if you know, when you go back to a Randy White, I think a Randy White.
54?
Yes, 54, right. Good, Maryland.
Great restaurant.
And yet, you know, Randy's shorter than Sue is. You know, you don't see tackles usually as tall as he is. And I think that what they'll do, and I think he has a chance to be Rookie of the Year at Detroit. What I think that they'll do is they'll have a lot of packages where they put him as a defensive end to rush the passer, is what they'll do. Because, you know, those guards now that you're playing against are so good. They got such long arms and they know how to grab you with their hands that it's hard for a young guy to come in and play inside. It's really hard. It's just like it's really hard for a young wide receiver to come in and play well, because all of a sudden, the first week of practice, and you see Dez Bryant, they're stars. But all of a sudden, there's 9 different coverages or 10 different coverages, 15 different coverages, and all of a sudden, the guy's got to think and react at the same time is what they have to do. So I think that the quarterback, the defensive tackle, the inside player, and wide receivers are really a tough place to play. But I do think that, you know, Sue is going to be a wealthy young man, and I think he's going to be a great player.
Gil Brand of NFL.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You speak of that money. That is the big story here the last week, trying to get all these first-rounders signed. The veterans are starting to become more unhappy with the money that's out there. Tom Brady, they keep saying, how can you pay Sam Bradford more money than Tom Brady? What's got to be done to get this fixed and keep everybody happy, which is impossible?
Well, you know, Doug, let me say this to you. I came into the league with the Cowboys in 1960. And in 1961, our first draft choice was a guy named Bob Lilly.
And he was okay. Yeah,
and,
not bad.
And I almost got fired by Tex Schramm because I gave him a $12,000 contract and a $4,000 signing bonus. In 1983, a fellow by the name of Jerry Rice came into the league, and he got a $525,000 signing bonus. That's about a fifth round pick now is $525,000. His contract was for $392,000. Well, Doug, to make a long story short, you're kind of a victim of your own success. And the league has been very, very successful. In 1985, we had 28 teams. The 28 teams paid a cumulative total of $18 million worth of signing bonus money. And that was Bruce Smith and the kid from Pittsburgh, the tackle from Pittsburgh, and Jerry Rice. But anyway, we keep going up every year and every year. And last year, Matthew Stafford ended up getting $41 million worth of guaranteed money, is what it is. Well, like I said, television revenues have done all of this, and new stadiums have done all of this. And you can see a veteran player like, Tom Brady's playing for $6 million a year. His wife makes $35 million a year. is what it is. So I don't know. Obviously, one of the things that's going to happen, or I think is going to happen, is you're going to have a cap on rookie signings. Is what it is. And, here's the thing, Doug. I don't know who we're bidding against. I guess you all are going to have a USFL team in Omaha, and I don't think we're bidding against them.
No.
And we're not bidding against the Canadian League anymore either, So, we're just bidding against ourselves. And I think sooner or later that you have to just say to some of these people, thanks. We spent a first-round draft choice on you. First-round draft choices aren't as important as they once were. Until you had free agency, first-round draft choices were gold.
Yeah.
I remember I gave up a first-round draft choice to get John Dutton, and I killed me, but I knew that we had a chance, and unfortunately Dwight Clark made a catch in the end zone that ended that chance. But you hated to give up. Now, the Bears, as an example, didn't have a first or second this year. All they did is went out and put all the money in Peppers. Maybe you just let them walk and say, I hope you have a nice off-season job until next May comes around.
Gil, obviously, in just the last couple, 3 months, right down the road here, there was an implosion of a stadium, which obviously you have so many memories of being a part of for so many years. What were your emotions on that morning?
Well, Tony, let me take you, and I've got a story for everything.
But we got time, I'm telling you.
What happened is that I got a call one day from Mr. Murkison, our owner, and he said, I want you to come out of my office. I got a job for you. I started laughing. I said, does that mean I don't work for the Cowboys anymore? He said, no, just come on down here. He came down and he handed me 6 legal pads. And I said, well, wait a minute, Clint. I'm not an attorney. He says, just hear me out. He said, there's about 6 people, including yourself, that know what we're going to do, so let's keep it that way. But he said, I want you to go to the last 6 stadiums that were built and just fill up a complete legal pad. So at the University of Oregon, as an example, the press box was on the east side of the field looking into the sun. There was very little, I don't know if you've ever been in Oregon Stadium, very little distance between the sideline and the seats. Our stadium there was really a copy of Indiana Stadium. The only thing is that Indiana, they had so much bedrock that they couldn't go down. It was too expensive to go down. So, like, our first row of seats was better than their 9th row of seats. And that was the first people that had all the seats facing in. And where we really made a mistake is we built these 104 boxes and sold them for $50,000 a piece, which they owned for 30 years under one condition, that they bought a season ticket or season tickets 9 out of 10 years. And so after about the 3rd year, these boxes were taken and changing hands for about $1.5 million a piece is what they were. And so this stadium cost us $24 million to build. You go out to our new stadium, and I'm sure you were there for the famous clock play, and that scoreboard is $40 million. So the scoreboard cost $16 million more than the stadium. Now, people said, are you going out there for the implosion? I said, no, I'm not going out there for the implosion, because there was just too many good memories. We had really good football teams, and we went to more Super Bowls than anybody else. We didn't win more, but we went to more Super Bowls, played in more playoff games there than any other stadium, did all those things. So, it's kind of like losing your son or daughter is what it amounts to, because you've grown up with these people in this place.
Well, hopefully more memories will be made, especially with the Super Bowl coming to Dallas and all the great things that are going on at the new stadium, and the Cowboys are playing well again. And as Cowboy fans, we can't tell you how great that is, and I know you like to see that as well.
Thanks, Doug.
Gil Brandt, NFL.com. It's a pleasure speaking with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your time here with some college football.
Oh, I love college football.
Gil Brandt. We'll take a break. We're back right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Parents and teachers working together are a powerful team for student success. Here's Jess Wolf, president of the Nebraska State Education Association, with suggestions for making that team more successful than ever.
As a parent, you are an important part of the education team. Here are some tips for helping that team succeed for your child. Talk to your child about school every day. Talk to the teachers often, even when there isn't a problem. Take your child on family outings to parks, community festivals, and local landmarks. Encourage your child to count money, calculate change, read menus and newspapers, and to write letters. Make frequent trips to the public library. Become involved in school activities. And remember, if you think school is important, so will your child. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every student.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Foster parents are loved.
My foster mom, she's just the best.
If I ever get married, she'll walk me down the aisle.
They always been there for me. Thank you.
Thank you, and I love you.
Foster parents are needed all across Nebraska. If you can help, please call 1-800-7-PARENT. Open your heart and home to a child today. Sponsored by the Department of Health and Human Services and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
Back in Dallas with the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture at brucefurniture.com, with all sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture. You can also keep up with them on Facebook and Twitter. Bruce Furniture in downtown Kearney and Holdridge and South Marion Road in Hastings. And if you join them online, you can look for special email surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture custom. They are there to make you happy. And why not be comfortable when football season begins? College, pro, whatever the case may be, you've got the TV. Now you need something to set it in comfort. The chairs, the recliners from Lazy Boy and Lane, and all the great furniture that you can find. Doug, Mike, and the entire staff that will help you out and take care of you. That's their guarantee at Bruce Furniture.
Yeah, it's a little awkward down there. They will make appointments for after hours in case you want to get in your boxers and lay on a couch. I tried that. It's like Thursday afternoon.
I hope you bought the couch that you did try.
Yeah, Mike was a little uncomfortable, but we got through it and bought the couch. He gave me a huge discount on it, actually.
Well, see, that's the way things go at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge. Well, we need to wrap things up, send it back to the National here, folks. We're over time, as we told you we would be, getting a chance to talk to a couple of the Huskers and Niles Paul and Pierre Allen. We will catch up with Jared Crick. We will have comments from Bo Pelini on the show tomorrow as well. And we will keep working things here with Texas A&M in the room. I got a chance to talk, and I guess, Merritt, let me check with you. Everything's good. We can get out of here.
I think so.
All right, well, let's hit the close and let's roll on out of here. We want to thank Iowa State's Rashawn Parker, Austin Arnaud, and Alexander Robinson, the Huskers, Pierre Allen, and Niles Paul for joining us today. Gil Brandt, with NFL.com, the longtime personnel director for the Cowboys, along with Rich Kifus of the Omaha World Herald, Lane Grindle, the host of Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, and James Hale from the Animal 1400 in Tulsa. We want to thank him talking Oklahoma football with us to start the show off today. Good luck to all of the Legion baseball teams that are still alive in their area and state tournaments. And Daddy, tomorrow, Missouri, Kansas State, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma State, plus more on the Huskers from Big 12 Media Days.
You know, shock and awe. I'm just so Gilbrand. Are you kidding me? That's what happens at Big 12 Media Days. That's what makes it so much fun, because this morning had no idea that that would happen to us. And that was wonderful.
And again, Big 12 Media Days, Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture, where it's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge, from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. This is Doug Duda along with Tony Davis. We'll see you tomorrow at 11.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.